members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trisciani. Good morning, Coach Trisciani.
Yeah, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations on win number one of your coaching career in exciting fashion, a 35-28 win over the Citadel on Saturday. What pleased you most about the way your team played?
You know, it was great to come out and play hard and play well in a home opener. It was a great atmosphere. Our Phoenix Fanatic student section, they were loud and proud early in the game and helped us, you know, jump on the Citadel. And, you know, the game ended up being more exciting than we would have liked it to be with how well we played on offense and defense. You know, we got to clean up some things from a special team standpoint and clean up our play, and we will. But it was a great home opener and proud of the way our kids played.
You guys have had now two straight games that have sort of gone down to the wire against quality competition with the CA schedule upon us. How do you feel like that experience might help you here down the road?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be able to benefit from this schedule, you know, especially the front end of our schedule. You know, we've got some real good opponents, some real good football teams, so I think we're going to be the ones to benefit from that.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your question is from Adam Cal Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, holding them to 156 yards rushing with that triple option and kind of getting that start from Marcus on the line there, what does he sort of bring as a foundation for your defense, you know, at end there?
Yeah, so our defensive staff, Billy Crocker, our defensive coordinator, our defensive staff, did a great job preparing our kids for the option attack. And so did our scout team all week in practice. Those kids, they practiced their tail off and provided a good look for us, which allowed us to play so well. Marcus Willoughby, he is a beast. I mean, the way he plays the game and his effort, sideline to sideline, his motor never stops. He's the heart of our defense. It's contagious on our defense, the way he plays. So I was real happy for him to come out and have the production that he did.
And then on the run game offensively, you know, where you've got Breland and Jalen kind of both having huge days, how much does it benefit the offense when you can kind of rely on two guys to make explosive plays in the way that they did?
Yeah, so from an offensive standpoint, you know, Drew Fulmer and our offensive staff, real impressed with how we were able to put together the game plan and just really make a big jump and improvement from week one to week two from a run game standpoint, from a protection standpoint, you know, really able to sustain drives, overcome some penalties, distribute the ball, and part of that distribution includes the running backs, you know, that you're talking about. Jalen and Breland both ran the ball well, broke tackles, got north-south, found some seams. So I feel real good about our running back room.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tony, just to sort of build on that, Jalen, obviously, after a tough first week, has a big game, 135 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but it was Breland on that what ended up being that game-winning drive that kind of carried the load, had that big 30-yard run that was the ultimate decider in there. And you throw in Deshaun McNair most days. What goes into the decision-making of how, you know, how you distribute carries with those guys?
Yeah, we have to purposefully, you know, plan the rotation there where, you know, we need to continue to get all three kids carries. And, you know, when you can continue to rotate in some fresh legs at that position, I think it, you know, when it comes down to the end of the game in the fourth quarter and you got, you know, a running back with some fresh legs and who can bounce the ball like that, you know, I think we ran power, you know, and we had a great crack block by Cole Taylor, you know, ended up knocking off two defenders, and, you know, Breland was able to bounce that thing and get down the sideline. And I think, you know, having fresh legs in the fourth quarter when you're rolling three running backs through is a big piece of that.
Got another media question in queue. Go get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Tony, 2 games in, what have you learned about the Phoenix as you approach your CAA opener Saturday evening at Richmond?
Well, John, some consistency that I've seen is our effort, and also how resilient we've been, you know, on both sides of the ball, being able to overcome adversity, overcome a couple penalties, and be able to sustain drives offensively and dig our heels in defensively. We're a team that's going to continue to get better. I was really pleased to see the growth and the jump that we made from week one to week two, and I expect us to make another jump here from week two to week three.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony, as long as we're talking about Richmond, obviously it's the CAA opener for you. As you've started to look at the Spiders, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they're a good football team, and, you know, they've got the ability to run the football. They're big up front. They've got a good group of running backs themselves. With a dual threat quarterback, you know, we've got to defend the RPOs, and we've got to, you know, defend the quarterback run piece. Joe Mancuso and Bo English, both guys can pull the ball down and run the football. Coach Huseman's done a great job replacing the receiving core. I mean, Richmond's always had impact receivers, and this year with the additions of a couple of the transfers, Charlie Fessler and Keyston Fuller, you know, both of those guys are productive, good size receivers, and kind of picking up where they left off in the passing game. Defensively, you know, Richmond's going to continue to play good defense under Coach Huseman's leadership, and having the preseason defensive player of the year doesn't hurt, certainly. Jackson's a difference maker. Got to know where he is, but they got a good group of safeties and several linebackers that play sideline to sideline. So, you know, they're a good football team.
The last time you guys were at Richmond, you guys pulled off a big win. That was a team that was quarterbacked by Kyle Lauletta, where they, you know, threw the ball all over the place. How different is it now to defend Richmond with more of, as you said, with Joe Mancuso and the RPO stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's a good balanced attack. For sure, you've got to defend the whole field, you know, and when you face a dual-threat quarterback and a team that can, and a quarterback who can make the decisions in regards to the RPOs, you really have to defend the whole field, and, you know, they're going to try to take what you give, so... you got to do a good job disguising your coverages pre-snap and force them to make decisions post-snap as opposed to pre-snap.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.